Now time for our Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart right here on Kix 101.1 with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Brandon?
I am doing great. Iowa State, obviously, last weekend, unfortunately, didn't come out on the right side against Oklahoma State. But I thought, you know, it was a very competitive back-and-forth game there for a good chunk. But do you think Oklahoma State kind of being at home maybe helped them a little bit of an advantage, but I don't know if that played into it fully, but, you know, obviously being on the road for Iowa State.
Sure. I mean, I think it probably helps a little bit. I do think it was a very competitive game. Two of the better teams in the Big 12 Conference, two that I expected to be in contention for the Big 12 championship game, and there's a chance that they could face each other again in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought I was really impressed with Oklahoma State. I was impressed with how ready they were to play after a three-week layoff. They really looked sharp.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of veteran players, a lot of very good players, athletic players, and they did a great job shutting down Iowa State's passing game. You know, they really were on the Iowa State receivers. It was hard for them to get separation. And Iowa State has some receivers that have been injured, and that certainly doesn't help the cause because some of their big play threats weren't able to go that day. So, you know, it was a good, hard-fought game that Iowa State had a chance to win at the end. But, you know, as I went back and watched it a second time, Brandon, the first time I watched it live, I felt like, well, Oklahoma State was certainly the better football team, and I still feel that they were that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the margin wasn't as big as I thought. It was a good, hard-fought game between two very good teams,
mm-hmm.
and Iowa State certainly had its opportunities and just didn't take advantage of all of them.
Definitely plenty of scoring. I love that long Breece Hall touchdown. I mean, he just continues to show his athleticism each week.
Breece is really a terrific football player, you know, and every week he's doing something really special to open your eyes. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is. He's elite. He's leading the nation in rushing right now at 143 yards a game. He's got more 100-yard games than any player in college football. You know, he's got 9 rushing touchdowns this season. I mean, he is going to be on the very, very short list for the Doak Walker Award. And if he keeps it up, he might get into the Heisman talk, too, if he continues to run the way he has. Because you can make an argument right now that Breece Hall is the best running back in the country. And I wouldn't argue with you. And there's certainly some other good ones out there. Chuba Hubbard is a great running back, too. We saw both those guys on Saturday. But Breece is having a special season, and he's such a complete back. He can do mm-hmm. everything. He can, you know, run with great balance, great strength, better speed than I think people realize. He's really good at catching the ball out of the backfield. He's an excellent blocker at picking up blitzes and doing those kinds of things. So, you know, he's kind of that five-tool guy that you put at that running back position, and you can play on every down. And there aren't many guys like that in college football, so he's mm-hmm. he's exceptional.
This weekend, Iowa State will be on the road again at Kansas. Kickoff is at 11 o'clock. You can catch it right here on Kix 101.1. Iowa State, 4 touchdown margin as far as their favorite to win by 4 touchdowns on Saturday. Obviously, 0-5 on the season for Kansas. They're without Puka Williams, the running back. This is kind of a little bit of a decimated Kansas team, it seems like.
Yeah, they've been struggling, especially on special teams. They gave up 8 punt return yards to Kansas State last week, and you just can't do those kind of things if you're going to stay competitive in games. Yardage was pretty close to equal, but they gave up all kinds of hidden yards in that game. And so, you know, they're struggling. They do have a very young quarterback birthday, Jalen Daniels. So he's been playing as a 17-year-old true freshman quarterback, you know, and that's a tall task for a kid that young in the Big 12 Conference. But he's been doing pretty well. He's got a real strong arm. He runs the ball well. He had a couple rushing touchdowns last week. But it's a lot to ask. And so mm-hmm. I think I was telling that kid and get him out of his comfort zone early in the game and see what they can establish defensively. And then, you know, Kansas has some athletic guys on defense, but they're so young. And that's the thing on both sides of the ball. You're going from playing an Oklahoma State team that has all this experience and athleticism all over the field. Well, Kansas has the athleticism. They just don't have the experience. They have mm-hmm. a lot of young guys all over the football field. And so I think Iowa State, as an experienced team, has to kind of take advantage of that and maybe get them out of position a few times and put themselves in a great position to win this football game. If they can do it, you know, they'll be 4-1 in the Big 12 with a couple of nice road wins and heading back home for three of the last four.
Yeah, that would certainly be a great feeling for them if they could pull that off this weekend and get back home there at Jack Trice Stadium. Have a great call on Saturday. Again, the pregame show starts at 9 and kickoff at 11. Thanks, John.
Yep, thanks for having me, Brandon.